Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. I really want to do the catch up because I wanted to talk about Beyonce's video. God damn it.
Well, it's time for the B-A-Q-A. The B-A-Q-A. What you say? The B-A-Q-A. Mandy. The B-A-Q-A. With Tiffany. The B-A-Q-A. Look what shirt I'm wearing.
I saw it. I synced it. I almost said I have it on too, but I got my Renaissance. The way that I bought so many Renaissance t-shirts, the money that this cost me, I wear these every day. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should take care of them and like whatever, I wash them, I wear them every day. But I love the Brown Ambition.
Thank you. It's a
t-shirt.
Yeah, it's available, right? We still have some if people want to order.
Yes, we do. Do you know what? I had to refund a BA fam listener because something's wrong with our Shopify account and they did not get their hoodie. So I was very upset on their behalf. I'm going to send her. And it was so sweet because I think it was their partner. And they were like, I got my wife a hoodie for her birthday, but it never came. So I just, But anyway, brownambitionstore.com, you guys. And I will figure out by the time you hear this episode, I'll figure out what's going on.
Okay.
So I'm going to get your swag on.
T-shirts and sweatshirts and swaggy stuff. Go to brownambitionpodcast.com.
And if you have issues, just do what this nice person did and just DM and we'll take care of it.
Of course, always.
We aim to please.
So we're going to focus on career this epi.
Yes. Very excited. We have some juicy, juicy questions. Yeah. Let's remind the folks where to go for
this is true
to submit their questions. You can hit us up on IG. We are at Brown Ambition Podcast. Mm-hmm. Slide into our DMs. We'll get added to the, you'll get added to the mailbag. And then each week we kind of pluck out our faves. And I think we must have done like some big culling because there's actually a fair amount of questions, but not like insane. So don't be shy. Like you legitimately may get your question answered. Yes. So send them on in. We do business, regular finance, career.
We do entrepreneurship, just life, child, life. Just so life. Remember this. So we are not your cousin, not your financial advisor. We're not your
gynecologist,
business coach, your gynecologist, your attorney. So you're going to take what we say with a small grain of salt as your favorite financial besties online. Okay.
Yes.
And then you're going to lean into the people that you pay, not us, to your granny, not us.
Yes.
All right. What number of
these proceed with caution.
Yes. You want to do the last
Let's
two?
Yeah. We're going to do 28 and 29. Okay. We got two juicy questions. Okay. So I want to start with the first one from Crystal and then we'll go to Kathy. So these are two really juicy questions. First, Crystal is up. She has made a ton of career moves and ended up in a cross country. She's a very cool story, but might be going back home and wants to figure out how to break it to her employer. And then we have a question from Kathy who wants to know, should she take a pay cut to have a better commute? Hey, BA fam, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Hey, BA fam, our fellow entrepreneurs and creatives, this message is sponsored by Squarespace. It is the ultimate toolkit for crafting your online presence. With Squarespace, it's really about more than just building a website. It's about shaping your online identity and making your mark. So say goodbye to checkout headaches with Squarespace's flexible payment options. From credit cards to Apple Pay, they've got you covered. And if you live in an eligible country, they offer buy now, pay later options with Afterpay and ClearPay, which means that your customers have even more ways to purchase your products. So head over to squarespace.com and kickstart your journey with a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, don't forget to use our link squarespace.com/brownambition to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Just visit squarespace.com/brownambition to get your discount today. Remember, your online success story begins with Squarespace. So what are you waiting for? Let's build something extraordinary together. So these are two incredible questions. We'll start with Crystal. Crystal says, first, I want to say that I found your podcast just a few months ago, and I absolutely love it. I listen every week, Mondays, Wednesdays, yay, and Fridays.
Okay. This is a throwback Monday.
Hollaback Mondays. My question is, I am 30 years old, and I've worked in the finance industry for about 7 years. I left my last investment firm due to it being highly stressful, and ended up taking some time off because I met my fiance. I had a new baby. And I also have a 10-year-old whose father passed away 7 years ago. So you have lived a lot of life for a 30-year-old. Yeah. Can I just sidebar? Wow. Yeah. Okay. She says, I decided to move all the way across the country with my children and took a new position at a new brokerage firm. I really do enjoy my job, and I actually like my manager. And the people that I work with have begun to invest in me with my short time being here, which is now going on a year. Well, I have had some major issues in my relationship, and I have very minimal support with my childcare since I've been here. I have a huge support system back in my hometown, and I have decided to move back. I do feel guilty because I really like what I do. I know that we can work from home after a year, and we do have some people who work out of state but still belong to their team. I have a big exam coming up for the securities industry exam, and this will get me a 5K raise plus a bonus. The test is scheduled 30 days before my lease is up. 30 days before my lease is up. Okay. I want to know how I should approach the conversation with my manager about me moving back to my hometown. I really want to stay with the company and either transfer my job to the firm we have there or work from home. Please help me, ladies.
Okay.
Oh, Crystal. Listen. Best laid plans are often like the best prescription I can provide on paper changes. Everything changes when you bring kids into the mix and the support system that you have. Mm-hmm. And listen, without a doubt, you should go back to where your support system is if that is what you want to do. And I probably would have answered this differently a few years ago even, but now that I have felt what it feels like to not have, you know, like a, or I have felt, and now I have a support system because I had to, you know, befriend them and trap them into liking me and then like, you know, showing up and feeding the dog when I'm not there and taking care of the kids and stuff. Anyway, so I know what that feels like. It is so isolating. It is so difficult. Yeah. And Tiff, you have one of your sisters who's a single mom. Mm-hmm. Right. With the two kiddos. And so you know, you're part of her village. It's a huge, like literally they are going to live in the house once you move out. So I completely agree. And I honestly think that what you have is a pretty sweet situation in terms of being about to cross country. So you're not in a position where you need to find a whole new job. And the fact that it sounds like they really like you at the company, they are investing in you. They take care of their employees. You already see some examples of workers who are working remotely or have transferred to other like satellite offices or whatever. Like that all bodes well for you. And I say you don't make it a big secret. Maybe you want to, you know, go ahead and take the exam and pass it and then like celebrate that and then lay it on them because you still have that 30 days before your lease is up. But I would, if your relationship with your manager is good, I would just trust that they will stay true to, you know, how the relationship has been so far, which is if they, you know, are understanding, they're flexible with you, then just tell them, like, tell them what's going on. You don't have to give details about your relationship, but just say, you know, when I moved out here a year ago, I had a support system. And unfortunately, due to circumstances, I have lost my, you know, support system. And I have so much love and support on the other, on the East Coast or wherever it is that you're from. And start focusing on solutions at that point and say, I love work. Just tell them what you've told us. You love working there. You really enjoy, you know, how supportive your manager is. You want to make this work. Is there a world in which they would be okay with you transferring to another firm? And that's the beauty of working for a big corporation. You work for a big financial firm, is they have offices in a lot of major cities. So it's, you know, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all for you to get a yes and for them to be okay with you moving back to your hometown. Especially if, like, you're willing to show up in that office over there or work from home. I would say what you should be prepared for is that they may be okay with you doing that, but you may not be able to stay on the exact same team, maybe because of the time difference. I don't know. So be flexible, but I think you're in a pretty fantastic situation. And the last thing I'll add is that you have incredible experience for being only 30 years. You have 7 years of experience in the finance industry in Bay Bay. I think that you will have no problem finding another job if that is what it comes down to. But yeah, I mean, Tiff, she sounds like she's in a good situation right now.
No, I agree. And as someone who would be on the other side, like from the manager / leadership perspective, if you're excellent, I will move mountains to keep you here and happy.
Yes.
You know, like I share that all the time. Remember I shared that, like, you know, some excellent members of my team were asking for like a raise, but last year was like the hardest year we had. We made like, you know, relatively next to no money relative to what we normally make. And so what they were asking for was not crazy, but it's like, there's just not money to pay. And it forced me to get creative. And I created a whole new profit sharing system just to accommodate these employees, because that's how great they were. It was
incentivize,
like,
incentivize them.
Yes. I said, okay, I don't have any money. Here's the money. We don't have any. One, I was like, transparency. Here's the money. I want you to see the numbers as I see them. Two, this is what normally I would make as owner's draw. Like, this is how owner's draws work. Three, I will share 20% of what I would take home with you. And so it allowed them to say, okay. And so as a result of that, they just got their first payout. Q1, and they were all happy. Q2 is even better. So they're even happier because then they could do the math now. They're like, ooh, I see the money we made. I know how much the company costs us to run monthly. This is what's likely to be left over. Tiffany's going to take her 80%. 20% is going to go into the pool, and it's going to be me, you know? And so I just
pool
say all
party.
That.
Plus, who gets a bonus, like a quarterly bonus? That's dope.
Right? I love saying. That. Pool party. I'm going to start calling that. Like, it's pool party
pool
day.
Pool party time.
You know? So I share that to say that if you, it sounds like you're an amazing employee. And at the end of the day, people want to keep good people. You know? Like, I was just telling it to a friend who's under, like, you know, like his boss wanted to talk to him because they're kind of like his team. He's in a leadership role, a new leadership role, and his team is kind of pushing back because he hasn't quite built trust with them and whatever. And my friend was like, oh, what if they let me go? And I said, ultimately, it sounds like your boss said, one, they're not letting you go. So trust that he's not. And then two, it sounds like they're actually wanting to develop you so that way you bring the team like on board. And the key really though is that ultimately nobody wants to say, yay, I can't wait to look for a new candidate. It's like ordering Uber Eats. You know, you ever order your Uber Eats and it's missing like your smoothie or whatever, and you call them, you're like, you didn't put my smoothie. And they're like, we'll send you your money back. And you're like, if I wanted my money, I would have kept my money. I want my smoothie.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so ultimately people want their people. They don't, you know, like if they wanted, like, you know, their money, they would keep their money. No, they want you, girl, you the smoothie. I say all that to say.
I'm trying to find, I'm like following you on this analogy train, but like, I don't 100% get it. Are you hungry?
The smoothie.
Tiffany's hungry, y'all.
I know I am. And you know what? I didn't eat breakfast or lunch. If that makes sense. Cool. So anyway. I just say all that to say.
Where is the reservoir of energy that you are now pulling from?
I have no idea, honestly. But I say all that to say that you sound like an amazing employee. People move mountains for amazing employees. That they will find a way. And to Mandy's point, if they don't find a way, you just take your amazing employee self someplace else. But having having a support system is everything, because you cannot be an amazing employee without a support system. And good leadership knows that. And so, yeah, good luck to you. We can't wait to hear about them saying, yes, girl, whatever you need, or you finding an even better job someplace else.
You're a brave, badass lady, too. Mm-hmm. You have been through the loss of the father of your child.
Yeah, so sorry.
You have taken a chance on a new relationship, moved your kids across the country, had a baby, you know, in the last year. Like, you have already accomplished so much and overcome so much. I feel like whatever, like, there's, you're going to overcome, you know, and you're going to get through. And I can't wait to hear what your boss says when you give them the news. Like, well, you know, I'd love a follow-up. Let us know how it goes. But I think that, Crystal, you are in really good shape, and you should be damn proud of yourself too, mama.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
We're going to take a break and come back with our second question. We'll be back in blacker than ever.
And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. All right, BA fam, you know we work hard and we play hard, but when it comes to investing and having your money in the market, you want your money to be working for you. That's exactly what the Betterment Automated Investment and Savings app can help it do. Keeps your money out there working hard and kicking you know what. I love Betterment because it makes it easy for even a beginning investor to figure out how to put their money in the market and set it and forget it and be at peace with that, because you know Betterment has got you covered with their automated investment and savings app. Their technology is going to give you advanced tools that are built to help you maximize those returns. All you got to do is visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank.
Do you ever have subscriptions that you forget about? I did. Mm-hmm. Do you have a hard time canceling those subscriptions because they seem tricky or time consuming? Raise your hand. I know it's you. Okay. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Yes. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I cancel it with a tap. I've never had to get on the phone with customer service in order to do so. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, okay? So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/brownambition. That's rocketmoney.com/brownambition. rocketmoney.com/brownambition. And we're back in brown. Our next question is from Kathy. Hopefully that could, we can use your name, Kathy, because you shared it with us. If Kathy says, hi, lovely ladies, I have a work dilemma. I currently have a job at one of the top universities in the country, and my pay reflects that, but I have to commute up to 3 hours to get to work. Jesus, 5 hours in total. Work from home, child. I work from home 2 days a week. Some days I work 14 hours on campus and then have to drive home 2 hours. So my health and personal life has taken a toll. I've asked my current job for a moving bonus and or support and staffing. They declined. I might have a full-time job lined up 10 minutes from where I live, but it would be a 25% pay cut and a lower title. What do you think? Should I take the pay cut and a title demotion, or wait and continue to apply for other positions that are more reflective of my current work experience? Ooh, job. Well, I'll just say this, and I'll let Mandy lean in with her expertise. I'll say this, that I mean, no job is worth the health decline. I know everyone does not have the financial ability to make choices for what's better for their health. So I can acknowledge that. Some people are just like, well, girl, is this or I starve? If you have the option beyond is this or I starve, even if it means and this and I have less, like if you're, I mean, there are some things that we could do to our bodies that are not as easily repairable than others. And you don't want to put yourself in that position because stress is corrosive. You know, stress leads to heart attacks. Stress leads to strokes. Stress leads to high blood pressure. Stress is just, it is a corrosive killer, honestly. And so we do not want that for you. So whatever you have to do to still pay your bills and make sure you eat, as well as reduce this level of stress, you know, I just implore you to like make that, that is paramount in this decision. But I'll let Mandy talk to you about the career component, but I just want to put that out there, that it is not worth your health and happiness. Like, no way.
Yeah. These two questions, you know, going from Crystal, who I feel like is in such a great position because her job values her and has already shown her in so many ways that they can accommodate, you know, what she needs. It sucks, Kathy, because you're working at a place that has, you've already tried to advocate for yourself and then you've been met with a big fat no. And it being one of the top universities in the country, it's almost like sometimes when you have an institution that has that, like, has that allure, knows they're hot-ish, like, knows that people would love to have your job, instead of having banging benefits and being really great to their people, sometimes they can kind of be dicks and just be like, well, you work at this elite institution, you get to benefit from our brand, so put up with, like, the shitty commute, you know? And the fact that they won't even give you a moving bonus. Here's what I want to say off the bat. Your question made me think of is that in my Mandy Moneymakers coaching community, I have this maker. Oh my God, Isabel, just phenomenal. She also works for a university and she was just going through this like wild months long interview process with, I think, two or three other universities. And not only is she negotiating for her own pay with these universities, she wants a position for her husband as well, who's also a professor. And there's actually universities that will hire a professor and then also place their spouse in a job, especially if they want to recruit someone who lives in a different city. And she got two universities to not just give her a job, but then her husband, her spouse, a job.
Get you a good woman.
I'm saying he's the jackpot. And then they negotiated her salary and his. And I think that her position, it's on the they're both tenure track positions. Maybe hers is already tenured. I don't know the details, but I remember being blown away. And I share that anecdote because I want you to know that this is not how it has to be at every university job. And I find that people who work in education, whether it's, you know, K through 12 or higher education at universities and colleges, because you are doing it for the kids and you are educating, sometimes they think that they can take advantage of people who want to do the right thing and they'll do anything for, you know, the good of the kids and all of that. So they pay you shit or they give you shitty benefits. And that, similar to how the nonprofit sector gets away with having sometimes crappy pay, is because people are like, oh, I can't negotiate with this nonprofit. We're here for the good of whatever cause we're supporting. But no, these universities, I don't care if it's a for-profit, quote unquote, or a nonprofit, quote unquote, they still make bank. They have large endowments. You know, they have so much support from alumni and, you know, even from, you know, the government funding these institutions as well. So I just wanted to say that as an example of this does not have to be the way it is. And you may find a university that does give you what you need, that will pay you your relocation, that will give you, you know, the flexibility that you need so that you don't have such a shitty commute. Okay. Yes. So as far as, you know, should you take this pay cut? I totally agree with what Tiffany said when it comes to your mental health. I mean, what could you do with that much more time? What could you do with that much more time, that much more energy? And I bet you could put that time and energy into crafting the rest of your career, you know, publishing research that could raise your profile and your field. I don't know what kind of, what you exactly teach or what your area of focus is, but you could do research, write a book, speak, be out there in your space, get noticed by another university, you know, that could recruit you. And I think that you need to make the right choice for yourself. And I like that there's the potential for them to lose a great talent like you. And maybe that will help them see, oh, maybe we shouldn't treat people like shit.
Yes.
And I also wouldn't be totally surprised if when you do if you decide to resign and take this other job, you go to them and they're like, oh, wait. What do you need to stay? Because we don't want to lose you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, think of it that way. I mean, you know their weakness. Like, you're on a school calendar right now. A lot of recruiting, like, for example, Isabel, my the Vandy Moneymaker, she's doing all these interviews throughout the school year, and there are four positions that start in the fall. And like Tiffany said before, as a manager, you lose someone now, so you're going to already have missed out on all the great candidates because they already have their positions locked in for the fall. So they're going to be putting themselves at a disadvantage, not having someone lined up for the fall to teach whatever you're teaching. So, make them wait. Let them know in the summertime. Like, hey, well, I'm going to quit because you guys are not accommodating me. And like, show them what happens if you don't show up and like show your employees that they're valued and that you understand that it sucks to have a 5-hour commute.
Yes.
Round trip. That is insane. That's what I would say.
Well, hopefully, Crystal and Kathy, that this episode of BAQA was so helpful. If you have questions, friend, that need answers, we might not have all the answers, but certainly we're two smart, adorable, beautiful brown girls that do our best. And you can go to brownambitionpodcast.com and click like contact us or slide into our DMs, Brown Ambition Podcast on IG, and we will accommodate you. Entrepreneurship, business, career, money, and life questions. Until next week.
Okay, until next week, BA fam. We will see you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Bye. Bye.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.